top here. Super excited to do this with Bryce. The whole idea of Capital University is for Bryce to learn the money and business behind how to build generational wealth. We're going to be talking about everything from investment strategies to going over the different businesses that he's building, and then also bringing on experts who have various expertise and kind of giving us a crash course on it. So we're excited that you guys are all here.
So I am Bryce Hall. I am 21 years old. This is mainly, I'm sure most of the viewers that know me, they know who I am and how stupid and crazy I can be sometimes. But to your viewers, I am a 21-year-old social media entertainer. I wouldn't say influencer because the things I do online are not too influency. But yeah, I have a couple things that I'm working on. I have my energy drink, Annie Energy. I have my Party Animal University apparel line. It's doing like a million per quarter right now. It's pretty successful. But at the end of the day, social media people right now are just the athletes of the internet. And according to studies, what was it, like 70 something percentage of athletes after 5 years go broke. So I don't want to be one of those guys.
Absolutely. And I think what's so crazy about this is you've got this massive audience, right? And from my side, I've got a much more niche audience in the kind of finance and business world. I've spent the last number of years building software companies, working at Facebook, Snapchat, and then over the last 4 years, I've invested over $100 million in early stage companies. And so I think part of the benefit of this is I'm going to learn a ton about you and kind of how the young creators are building their businesses. And then hopefully I can help you kind of navigate some of the challenges. I think we said the challenges of being young, rich, and famous, which is a pretty good spot to be in right now.
This is going to be also a great way for a lot of the viewers watching to, if you want to start social media or if you want to get into investing, this is like a great learning experience. And I'm super excited to start this podcast. You tell them a little bit about yourself. My viewers probably don't know you, but you're a fucking baller. So just tell them like what, just tell them what you do a little bit.
Absolutely. So I was in the military for 6.5 years, did a deployment overseas, built and sold two small technology companies, worked at Facebook and Snapchat, and then I've been investing full-time since 2016 and invested over $100 million in early-stage companies over the last 4 years. And so it's pretty cool to be able to find founders early, give them capital, watch them build a business, and be a part of that journey. And hopefully Bryce and I are going to find some of those as we kind of go through this podcast over the coming months.
Overall consensus, guys, all the viewers out there, he is a baller. So I want to be like that.
So let's talk a little bit about just how big is your following, right? People hear, oh, he's got a large following. How big is this thing?
I think I have 25 million followers across all platforms added together.
Okay.
TikTok and being my highest.
And like break me down from TikTok, YouTube, and other platforms.
So TikTok, I think I have 15 million, YouTube, 3 million, Instagram, 6.5 million. Twitter 1.2 million. Yeah. So it's like, it's pretty crazy. Okay. I have a lot of followers across all platforms.
So you got 25 million followers. This is real. They're highly engaged. I've seen it as you tweet and post and do all this stuff. Let's talk about how do you and people in your position make money, right? So a lot of people say, we know that they're making money, but how exactly is that happening? So what is the business behind Bryce Hall?
So most social media influencers make most of their money off of brand deals. They don't really have a steady source of income. They only have brand deals and then they have their YouTube AdSense checks and then merch. That's it. That's like for the average influencer. That's how they're making money. I want to do it different and I have been doing different. I went down the path of I don't care about the YouTube AdSense. I want to develop a strong fan base. People who like me for me, I don't want to hide anything on the internet. And I just want to build something big and I want to cause a dent in social media.
All right. And so walk me through, like, let's do maybe a not popular person on social media with an audience, a, you know, semi-popular, and then somebody who's at the top of the game. Like, what's the spectrum of how much money these people are making?
Okay. I'll give like an example. So The Hype House, they're a rival house to the Sway House, which is us. I'm going to say their top earning influencer within that house is probably a guy named Thomas Petro. He makes around 70K a month just off of YouTube. He doesn't sell merch, so he doesn't make any money off of merch. And then an occasional brand deal that he'll post on TikTok. He actually does, you know, Bang Energy.
Yep.
All these kids are selling their souls to Bang Energy. They're just like getting ripped off. It's so funny to watch. That's why I created my own energy drink. Annie Energy. Cop the Annie Energy, by the way. It's really good. I'm not just saying that because it's my energy drink or anything, but it's actually way better than Bang.
We're going to document the rise of Annie on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. No, I want this to be huge, man. And I'm very confident that it will be. So Thomas per TikTok, I know he's making 10K a post off of the Bang Energy promos, and then he makes the 70K off of YouTube. So I'm going to guess just off of that and then like an occasional brand deal here and there, he's making like 100K a month, 150 max. He, along with many other influencers, like to really prove that they're making a shit ton of money, or like a shit ton. I mean, granted, 150K a month, that's great. That's like, that is really good. That's more than most people make in a year. But when you spend it like an idiot and you're buying like McLarens, Porsches, i8s, like just cash. I look at these kids and I'm like, oh my God, they're so stupid. They don't understand that social media, this poppin' time that they're in, isn't gonna last forever. And right now, when you're at the top, this is when you're gonna be making the most money. You just gotta find a way to like sustain it. And I don't think they haven't had the awakening yet. And they're in for a rude awakening when they're not popping anymore and they're not making 150K a month. I don't want to do that. I've been actually like really good with saving my money. I've been doing social media for 7 years. So I know what it feels like to not make money. I know what it feels like to make money. But watching them do that, it's just like, I want to pull my hair out. I'm like, why are these kids so stupid? You know,
these kids are stupid. But.
So let's talk about your merch, because I think that part of understanding, okay, I've got a big audience. I'm not going to monetize through YouTube, through the AdSense. So I've got to figure out other things that are sustainable, right? And part of the reason that when we first started talking about potentially doing this, I was really impressed with, wait, you're building businesses. You own equity in real things that you're able to kind of continue to build. Even if you lost one of the platforms, you've got your other platforms, you can kind of continue to build wealth. Talk about your merch business and the Party Animal University kind of line you've got.
So right now, Party Animal University is just an apparel line. It only has like clothing stuff. We are eventually turning that into a legitimate website, a legitimate business. We're going to have all the podcasts on it. We're going to have like a website modeled exactly like a university because it's called Party Animal University. It's going to be sick, but that's later down in the future. But right now, Party Animal University just as an apparel line, nothing else. It's doing over $1 million a quarter. Which isn't terrible. I mean, it's an accomplishment.
How long ago did you launch it?
3.5 months ago.
Okay. So in the first, call it 4 months, you're already doing $1 million a quarter, right? And so for people to understand kind of what that means, if you just annualize that, that's $4 million in annualized revenue. And then if you put some sort of multiple on that, let's call it a 4X multiple, right? From a kind of a fast growing business, you've got a business that essentially is worth $16 million already if you were to go sell it today, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, but it's a little different. I think the 4X multiple, that's more like tech stuff. This is kind of just like an apparel line that's based off of me being a little dumbass, like Party Animal. So I don't think it could be just the apparel line itself. I don't think it can be flipped for 4X, and I don't think it can go like anywhere crazy until we turn it into a website, an actual business, like with real structure. But yeah, I mean, those numbers do make sense. 4X with $1 million per quarter,
This is why we're doing the podcast, because I'm going to teach you how to turn that business into a $250 million business and just keep scaling it. Because basically what you want to do, right? This is a perfect example. As you're building the business, what you're looking for is you can pull cash out of it today, right? Let's say you continue to scale from $1 million a quarter to two, three, four, five, whatever it goes to. And that cash is great. But ultimately where you're going to build real generational wealth is by selling the business at some point, right? Owning equity and kind of having an exit or liquidity event. And the way that you are going to optimize for as much cash as possible during that event is to build the business in a way where you get the highest multiple possible, right? So things like the growth rate, the gross margin, all that stuff that goes into the valuation of the business, you can do things now as you're building the company to position yourself. So maybe rather than get 1 or 2x revenue, right? Could you get 4 or 5? Could you get 7 or 8? And as you kind of really crank on that multiple, that's where the generational wealth comes from, because you're doing the work, right? It's just being very strategic about, hey, I'm positioning this so one day when I do sell it, I don't make 20 million, I make 250 million, right?
Yes. Those numbers sound great. To all, everyone listening right now, those numbers sound crazy, right? That's years down the road, but anybody can do it. Anyone can do it that's watching this right now. Anything is possible. You can do it. It's crazy to hear. I'm a 21-year-old kid that parties. And I'm hearing these numbers. It's like, you guys, everyone that's watching right now or listening, you guys are probably in school studying like actual real things, doing real jobs. You guys can do this. Just stay tuned for the podcast. We're going to talk a lot more on how we can do it and how you can get to those numbers. 250 million. Imagine what you can do with that.
What would you do with it?
Buy my mom a house, a few cars, and then more investing, obviously.
Good answer.
Yeah.
All right. Before we wrap up, talk a little just about what do you want to get out of this podcast? So we're going to bring on a lot of people. Mark Cuban is going to be the first episode. And so these are experts in their field. They've been super successful. They've got lots of knowledge to share. But like, what do you want to get out of it as we have these conversations over the coming months?
Making connections is honestly better to me than investing in something that I'm not like close with. Like if I invest in a company that I don't really know the owner well, I just put money down because I have it and we don't have like a relationship, I'm not going to put in the work on my end to like help them. Once you develop these relationships, you can make millions and millions together. Just keep going, keep investing with these people. You get like put in these decks with like just a lot of different things. But with this podcast, I want to teach everybody that we're not going to go broke, guys. We're not going to be one of the people that go broke in 5 years. You're going to see some hype house kids probably doing TikTok dances on the side of the road for cash while we're just kind of just straight balling over here. I want to teach you guys, I want Pomp to teach you guys. I don't really know anything. I'm a novice. I want to learn this just as much as you guys probably do.
Listen, you know what they say, one of the best lessons in business is your network is your net worth, right? The people you know, the network that you build, that ends up actually helping you build wealth. And so I think that's a big piece of it. So you definitely understand that. All right, guys, listen, this is going to be a lot of fun. I think Bryce and I are both really excited about this. And if you can, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, go share this on your favorite social media channels. And we will bring you, I think, all kinds of fire every week for the next couple of months.
We'll see you guys next time. Mark Cuban. Peace. Subscribe, like, comment, follow, do all that good stuff. All right, we'll see you guys next time.